With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Had a lot of buckets of water splashed onto me, if you know what I mean.
It's hard to block without arms. It just goes right through.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Lore Boys, the internet's number one podcast. And today's lore moment is about Rocket League.
Rocket League?
What if soccer, but cars? My name's James Miller, and I am here with...
I'm Ethan Palmer. I think if soccer, but cars, there'd be too much exhaust in the stadium for people to watch, unless the people were cars as well, like the Cars universe.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, please. My name is Peter, and if we are indeed covering the Cars universe, I would like to take the week off to finish watching Cars 3, Lightning's Return. Ka-chow, guys. I've been to a monster truck rally, and it was all inside, and it was loud as hell, but we didn't die of exhaust as far as I know.
Was it the fumes or the noise that made you dizzy?
The noise is, like, unbearable. Like, you need earplugs, and even then, it's very, very loud in a stadium with the monster cars.
Yeah,
trucks.
I gotta say, I mean, there's a lot of... I'm going to call it redneck culture. I'm going to call monster truck events redneck culture. Don't at me. But there's a lot of things with redneck culture in general, which people would say problematic. I think monster truck events have to be the most pure, wholesome fun that I could think of for anybody. Just watch a big cars run over littler cars. Like, not to like?
And there's like a half. Derby's pretty innocent, too.
Yeah.
Wrestling is hillbilly anime, like we've all heard that joke, right?
At the monster truck rally, there's a halftime show, and instead of, like, you know, like in like a football show, they have like littler people who are singers. Mm-hmm. Instead of littler people, there was motorcycles, and they were doing like big old jumps and dirt bikes and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
So they're like the singers of the monster truck universe.
Yeah, yeah. Motorcycles are the singers of the monster truck universe.
Yes. So we're not talking about monster trucks. We're not talking about Rocket League today. That was just the lore moment. We are talking about a man with only hands and feet, but no arms or legs. You guys know who
that
is?
He could use his feet to operate the pedals of a monster truck, I suppose, even without said legs.
Yep.
Is that safe to assume?
Are we talking about the Phantom Limb from Venture Brothers?
We could be.
Are we talking about Kirby? Kirby has hands and feet, but no legs or arms.
Yeah. Oh, are we talking about one of Dustin Hoffman's most famous roles where Tom Cruise yells at him in a casino?
Yeah, we are. This is Rayman and not Rain Man. And he's really good at some things, but he's not good like that, I guess.
He's not good at counting toothpicks when they hit the floor?
No.
No, he's good at counting his... I don't even know. Lums, I guess?
Is he also an excellent driver? And does he trust Qantas? Because there could be some overlap here.
So he was a driver, but not in the sense where he drove a car. There was a Sony Ericsson mobile game where Rayman was a golf star.
Is Rayman sponsored by Monster Energy by any chance?
Yeah, I like that idea. I like that idea.
It'd be a Ray Monster, right?
Yeah, Ray Monster. Yeah. Unleash the Beast.
Unleash the Beast. Is that the monster slogan? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I only know it is because there's that like person who's saying like monster is creation of the devil, and if you hold it upside down, the scratch marks are actually 666, and it says Unleash the Beast.
About that.
Yeah.
Do you remember when the only thing we had to worry about was like weirdos thinking Satan was in your soda? Like how simple that was.
I
Ray like... Monster, Satan's in your soda.
I love this because it's so... I definitely saw this video that you're talking about, but it was so non-eventful in my life to have these wackadoos, like Peter calls them, around. They were so harmless at the time, once upon a time, that like I just completely brushed it off and completely forgot about it until you just mentioned it again. So.
Yeah. That video stuck with me. I don't know why. So today we were talking about Rayman. I guess I have a fair amount of experience with Rayman. I had a PlayStation when it first came out. I played the second one on N64. I rented it. I played the latest ones, Origins and Legends, which are just fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, they're absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
What about you guys? What's your experience?
My experience with Rayman is much like his arms and legs, non-existent. I've never played a game. I've never seen gameplay of a game. I know what he looks like, and that's about it. I've seen more gameplay of Raving Rabbids, which I think is Rayman canon.
It is Rayman canon, and yeah. It is where Rabbids were first introduced before they went to the Marioverse. It was very popular, especially in Asian countries, the cute little rabbits.
The rabbits. Yeah, they're Asia's minions.
Trainable. Yeah.
I could just as easily imagine a parallel universe where my mom is sending me memes where, you know, it's a rabbit saying, "Oh man, I put chocolate in my coffee for my Mondays," and it's like, that's the meme, you know?
Yeah. Like, just walk the minions out, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No problem.
That was the Nintendo Wii version of Rayman, was the Rabbids one. It was Raging a very cute era. Yeah.
I've played one of the OG 3D platformers on a computer. I don't know which one it was. I played it, like, decades ago. And then I put, like I was saying in the sound check, like, hundreds of hours into Origins and Legends combined, because they are just, like... I remember I was working at GameStop at the time, and, like, the kind of crustier Nintendo weirdos would try and antagonize me, and I'd just be like, I just like Rayman better than Mario right now. I'm fucking sorry, dude.
Yeah. It's a Ubisoft title, and with Origins and Legends, they redid the art completely, and they did it in a way that it was a lot easier to, like, put new art assets into it so they could have, like, these really animated worlds, and it wouldn't bog them down so much having to animate everything.
They used their Ubi art engine, which they also used on Child of Light, which is a game I love to look at and hate to play.
There you go. So yeah. You knew about it already. So the new ones are, like, really, really nice to look at. You can, like, speed run any single level. So every level is designed that you can go at your pace, or you can just nonstop run, and it'll, like, you never have to take your hand off the right stick kind of thing.
Yeah, my buddies and I in Toronto, like, did four-player co-op and did, like, all the time trials. We almost platinumed it on my buddy's PS3, where we did, like, all the time trials, beat the entire game four-player co-op, got all of the collectibles, like, everything. That was our party game, basically.
Yeah, they like had it in mind where they want, I don't know if this is sexist, but they want the man to be able to play it and also play it with their girlfriend. I guess it's like video games are usually targeted in men, but
yeah, I mean, I would say so.
Yeah,
you could have said person play it with their partner, but
yeah,
that's not how marketing worked in 2011.
Yeah, I guess yeah.
It was only recently discovered that women played video games, or even just the partners of men played video games in general. When we found that extra piece of the Dead Sea Scrolls recently.
Yeah. I thought we discovered that women had thumbs in 2009, so it was never believed that they could hold a controller and operate the joysticks.
Well, that's obviously true as well, but it does take a couple years to play, to, like, you know, develop a video game. So if they started development of Rayman Origins prior to discovery of women's thumbs, exactly. Then obviously they can't just go back and fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's where Rayman is now. The games that are currently out, like, if you're a casual gamer, if you want to be, like, a skilled gamer, you can play both ways in that game.
Yeah, the skill ceiling in Origins and Legends is really, really high, but the level of skill needed to beat the game is really low. Yeah. So you can still get, like, beginning to end, even if you're, you know, some sort of thumbless female freak or whatever.
I platinumed Rayman Legends on PS4 because I loved it so much. I collected every single collectible in the whole game, and it was an absolute joy.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't platinum it because you have to do a certain amount of time trials against your friends, and I didn't have enough friends to beat it.
Aw, poor Jamie.
But all the single player stuff I did complete.
Pete drives by in his convertible with the hood down. Him and his three friends have their leather jackets and shades on. They're like, "What up, loser? trying to platinum Rayman. Good luck with that without any friends." Peels off into the distance. Yeah.
They wave at me and they
through window.
They wave at me and they don't even have elbows or anything. I'm a fucking elbowed freak playing a game. Yeah. But we're gonna start with the humble beginnings of Rayman. It actually. A lot of its success is due to that it came out, the first 2D platformer game came out alongside the release of the PlayStation. It was like originally designed for, I think, like the Famicom or something like that. They weren't quite getting where they wanted to. PlayStation came out. They sent an early copy of the PlayStation to these developers at Ubisoft, and they made the first game, which is Rayman on the PlayStation. And it was one of the only games out there for the PlayStation at the beginning. So that's probably why it is so popular and such a big part of Ubisoft.
So successful, yeah.
Yeah.
It's from France, right? It's also like another French company.
Yeah, and it started from France. So for those of you who don't know anything about Rayman, he's like this little guy. He's got a bulbous nose. He's got hair that parts two ways or three ways, depending on the version of the game.
Okay.
He has a purple shirt with a ring on it, or an O. But the ring seems to absorb magical powers.
The O for Rayman, of course.
Yeah. It's his last initial. He's Irish.
Oh. Oh, Rayman.
Yeah, oh, Rayman.
Yep. So Rayman was originally designed to be an athletic character with a full body. But because of complications with rendering on game consoles, he didn't have arms or legs and only just like the hands and feet that kind of stay away from his body.
To Chad for the 32 megabits of RAM on the PS1 or whatever.
Yeah.
They gave him like 36 inch biceps in the original. Oh, yeah. He was just totally jacked, you know?
Yeah. Schwarzenegger's melons from Predator, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
The manual of Rayman Origins retconned the explanation for his limblessness, which is a word I've never used until now.
Sure.
Okay. The lack of limbs was because there was not enough lums near where he was born. Lums being a small body or magical energy. Yeah, they are stem cells. So there wasn't enough magic around for him to get it.
Yeah, lum research is actually currently banned under the Glade of Dreams current conservative government.
You're not allowed to do that. They tried to legalize it in some states, but like now the federal government got involved. It was a big thing.
So a lum, from the wiki, is a small body or shard of magical energy. It's one of the most frequently recurring elements in the Rayman series. Their first confirmed appearance is Rayman 2, The Great Escape, which we'll be talking about later. That's probably the 2D or the 3D version that you played on PC back in the day.
Yeah.
There are many different types of lums, each with their own unique functions determined by their color. So they usually appear as small lights with insect-like wings. They kind of look like fireflies.
They look like Na'vi.
Yeah.
They look like Na'vi.
Just like Na'vi.
They have little cartoon eyes, at least in the newer ones, and little jaunty little cartoon arms.
Na'vi, of course, of The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yes, the James Cameron film. Mm-hmm.
The Hey, Listen. Yeah. So, yeah, they can also not look like Na'vis, though, because they can look like way different, too. So it's not really, you can't nail down what they look like all the time. Some have eyes or faces. Some are shaped like rings. Some look like crystals. Some look metallic.
Okay.
They're just something magic. Kind of like a fairy, I guess. And the name Lum is derived from the French word. Can you guys guess which one?
Lumière.
That's right. Which means, Ethan?
I was going to guess Blumpkin, but...
that's French.
Lumière means light in French.
Right. Yeah. So I sent you guys some of the different types of Lums. There's yellow Lums, which are like the ones that you collect like coins. There's super yellow Lums that have 5 coins in them. There's red Lums, restore some health. Blue Lums, they fill your oxygen meter when going underwater. Pete, what's a hoodlum?
Are they the like corrupted ones? Are they the evil ones that like sow mischief? Because I know there's like some in Rayman Legends.
I'm not sure which ones those are, but the hoodlums are
they look like a gang.
Yeah, it's a black lum in a sackcloth suit.
I do like, so Jamie sent us this list with all these links of different lums, and all of them have lum in the name. So there's, like you said, yellow lum, blue lum, super red lum, hood lum, which is kind of a play on the word lum, and then there's one named Andre.
He's the leader of the black lums.
The hoodlums, all I think they're called hoodlums because one, like a hoodlum is like a miscreant, and they probably cause trouble, but they all wear hoods. They all look like Oogie Boogie from Nightmare Before Christmas.
So black lums seem to be the lums which sow mischief. They look like the soot spirits in Spirited Away but with wings, and they the hoodlums are a subgenre of black lum, it would seem.
They're like fuzzy little, they look like dust bunnies with little bat wings.
Exactly.
And I guess if they get enough together, they could make a spooky costume and some kind of combination of hillbilly and gladiator gang.
They can make a monster truck driver.
There you go. The ultimate hillbilly gladiators.
There's Lum King, which sounds like Blumpkin a little bit.
Knowing the perverted French, that's probably exactly what they were thinking of.
He's an oversized lum who sits on a throne. Maybe it's a porcelain throne. Who knows? So those are lums. Like, there's a bunch of different kinds. They all have different magic elements. They're the, like, your Jack and Daxter Eco. They're your Mario coins, but if coins gave powers. They're just like elemental magic type things.
They're the jiggies from Banjo-Kazooie. They're just like the collectible that, and their job changes depending on where they are, right, from a gameplay perspective.
I love the subtitles in, or what the voices sound like while the subtitles are up in Banjo-Kazooie. So where does Rayman come from? There's a lot of conflicting accounts for Rayman's origins.
I don't get it.
Because there's a game called Rayman Origins, Ethan.
Okay, so it must go into his origins, and it must be pretty clear cut where he comes from.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
What? The story of that game has nothing to do with anything. It's just him and his friends like snore too loudly and piss off some like goblin monsters that kidnap all the King Lums or whatever.
Okay. Yep, pretty much. That's like a lot of the story is like Rayman starts off sleeping and then gets into trouble.
He's a layabout.
If I had a nickel for every time I got in trouble while sleeping, I tell you, had a lot of buckets of water splashed onto me, if you know what I mean.
It's so hard to block without arms. It just goes right through.
Yeah.
So during the beginning of the development for the first game, which came out, do I have it here? It was really early. It was like mid-90s
or something.
Yeah,
1872?
Oh, yes, of course.
So it was mid-90s, and during the development of the original game, the developers came up with a story in which a 10-year-old boy named Jimmy creates a world called Here It's Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Inside his computer.
The HIC.
Yeah, and he becomes Rayman whenever he's sucked into it based on the ray tracing technology that Ubisoft is interested in.
Okay, sure.
Ray tracing, like in the 90s? That was a term they used before?
Sure, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't even know what ray tracing is right now, so.
It's just a simulation of light, as far as I know. That looks really...
exactly.
Yeah. And the whole game was going to take place within a computer. They scrapped the Jimmy idea, they scrapped the computer idea, but there's something about Rayman that stuck.
They were like, damn it, Battletoads did it.
Yeah.
Man, just taking an axe to a whiteboard, like, son of a bitch!
Yeah, the original game was created rare. It was 1995, the original game, so it was probably 1994 that they were thinking about this. Rayman's backstory was left ambiguous, but we can tell that he's an established hero in the world from the beginning of the game because people look to him for stuff. But before we get into the game, who came up with the idea for Rayman?
Michelle Ancel.
It was Jimmy.
Dude, you knew it. It was Rayman.
Pete just guessed that it was an incel. I mean, anybody could have guessed that.
Guys, yeah. Incel. You both stole my thunder because I was hoping both of you would not know. I was going to say, Rayman was a creation of an Ansel, specifically the video game producer, Michelle Ansel, born in 1972.
I only know that because this morning when I was making coffee, I was watching an unrelated video. It's Matt McMuscles. He's a Montreal YouTuber. He does a development kind of mini documentary series called What Happened. And in the What Happened episode about Beyond Good and Evil, he was just like, yeah, Michel Ancel wanted to get this game off the ground after he had successfully created Rayman. So I heard that trivia this morning. The only reason I'm on top of that.
Nice. Yep, so Michel Ancel, he's born in 1972, and around 1980, he's about 8 years old, and he started playing video games, whatever was out in the 80s. And 5 years later, he began his own simple logic games featuring characters that he invented himself. Ethan, what's a character you could invent yourself right now?
A boy named Jimmy. He makes worlds on the computer. One is called Over There. That's neat.
Very good. Wow. We're gonna put that one up on the fridge.
Yay!
That sounds like a dismissive like approval of something you would actually pin on the fridge for your child.
He often sketched character concepts on like napkins or on like those papers at restaurants and stuff. Like while he's sitting around, he would just doodle.
He'd try to pay for his meal at the diner with a signed copy of an early sketch of Rayman. And the woman was like, the fuck is this?
Around 1992, when we were just 1 year old,
yeah,
he came up with his favorite character so far, Rayman.
So this is like a passion project for him. It wasn't something that he stumbled across.
It was something that he created himself. He made a lot of characters, but this one is one that he really loved. Yeah. So he was meant to have limbs. So I would love to see the original art where he had limbs. Actually, I didn't look that up, but
what if they're like real, like flesh colored, hairy human arms? Like, what if they really don't suit him at all?
Like Popeye arms.
Yeah, exactly. Or like SpongeBob's inflatable buff arms. Like, what if that's what it looks like?
It could be, man.
All bad choices.
Well, he was meant to have limbs, but he was left without them because of the technology at the time and to make animation easier. If you think putting gloves on Mickey Mouse made animation easier, try taking the arms away. Even easier. And the design choice actually led to some cool abilities. Like he has a projectile punch where his hand goes flying out. And it just became a part of his character that's kind of unique.
When they cut the arms. They were like, well, how could his hand possibly get so far away from his body? Wouldn't the arms stop it?
No, there's a magical force, Lums, like Lumiere.
Yeah.
There's air combat levels in either Legends or Origins or both where you do get like a boxing glove upgrade that rockets out off of your body.
Dude. I found a picture of him with arms, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Threw it in the Discord for you guys. So, Pete, could you describe this for the listeners at home?
Yeah, it's odd. His body kind of looks like an acorn with just Rayman's big creepy head on it with like particularly dead looking eyes.
Yeah.
And then very, as Jamie alluded to, like very Mickey Mouse-esque, just kind of little arms and legs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Rayman, but picture him with arms and legs is how I would describe it.
A lot like that. Yeah.
So, this type of guy, he doesn't have parents as far as we know, probably because an Ancel can't imagine what sex would be like.
That's my joke. Stole my joke.
It shows how unoriminal we all are.
Exactly. We're just not that funny, I think, is what it boils down to.
Yeah. Well, we have fun. So we don't know his parents, but we do know the place of origin is he comes from the Sea of Lums.
Okay.
The Sea of Lums surrounds the Glade of Dreams, which Pete already mentioned is the setting for most of the games. It's the island on which the events of Rayman 2, Rayman 3, and possibly the original Rayman takes place. We don't, like, the Sea of Lums is not literally a sea of lums, but there's probably magic in the sea, and there's actually a level called 20,000 Lums Under the Sea in Rayman Legends, where you have to collect the blue lums to keep breathing and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's probably where he was born. So he just emerged from the water like a Godzilla.
Good for him.
I just watched the new one. It's good.
The scale in Rayman is just all off, and he's actually 160 feet tall.
Yeah. The lums are regular-sized people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the earliest known chronological appearance is on the shore of the Sea of Lums, and this is the opening of the game when you launch like your PlayStation and you get that iconic PlayStation sound for the first time.
Yeah,
it kind of rolls into this opening cutscene, I guess, while the game loads up, and there's a guy who's like a magician who's telling the story of Rayman, and it cuts to a scene of Rayman laying in a hammock, and he's snoozing, and he's under a palm tree, and somebody comes and tells him that Mr. Dark, who's the bad guy, stole the Great Protoon, which is a red pulsing ball of energy that's barely explained.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Protoon spelled T-O-O-N?
Yes.
Presumably it's like a cartoonish proton of some sort. And if you had a singular proton so large that you could see it, it would certainly be so unstable that it would be highly radioactive. So I think it's safe to assume that Dr. Dark was building some sort of WMD, I think is fair to say.
What does WMD stand for?
Weapon of Mass Destruction. It's what Saddam Hussein allegedly had in the Middle East.
Okay. I never met the guy.
Saddam Hussein or Dr. Dark?
Ah, same.
Wait, I've never seen them in the same room together.
They could be the same person.
Do you after you beat the first game, do all the lums get together and topple a statue of Mr. Dark?
So lums are actually not in the first game. That came in Rayman 2 when they switched to the 3D version of the game.
Okay.
But I put the first game I put a picture of it. It's 2D, but it's like really detailed. So at the time, a lot of the games were migrating to 3D, especially in early PlayStation days. But Rayman made the stylistic choice to stay through 2D and do it like really well, kind of thing.
Ansel wasn't that stupid. He knows what he saw Bubsy 3D and what evil that brought upon the earth.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like also they could have been like pretty well along in development, and it's like, do we want to rebuild the entire game, or do we want to just like make it prettier? Which I they definitely made the good choice, because it is gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's really great. That's the game, and where were we?
So do you end up finding Dr. Dark in his spider hole, and then
Dr. Dark, that's right. So Dr. Dark steals the Great Protoon, which is his red pulsing ball of energy that apparently is responsible for all the balance on the island of the Glade of Dreams.
Okay.
And Mr. Dark, it's not Dr. Dark, it's Mr. Dark. He's still studying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's post grad, but has been his PhD. Yeah, it's been like 10 years. Probably won't finish it, man. So when you say restores the balance, this is my lore boys canon that you're talking about political balance, where, you know, the WMDs were in the power of the Western civilizations, where the Western people could be happy and comfortable, and as soon as developing nations got access to them, now it was a problem, right?
Yeah.
Does Rayman work for the CIA?
Yeah.
Like some guy just like finds him on the beach and hands him a manila envelope and tells him to go get Dr. Dark or Mr. Dark.
Nobody should own Protoons. Well, don't you own Protoons? But if we didn't have Protoons, other people would get Protoons. Don't you understand?
One maintains balance.
Yeah.
So the West was they become complacent. They've been in peace for so long that they were sleeping underneath palm trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mr. Dark comes along. He looks like a spy versus spy type character with a cloak on. Okay. He's kind of got like a pointy nose, and he's like all like dark colored.
I forgot about those guys. I used to fucking love those.
Spy versus
Spy. Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So the Protoons were stolen, which led to the Electoons, to scatter all over the world. And these are the collectibles. They're the like little cages that you see around in the first game with the eyes poking out, and you have to free them.
Okay. Same thing in either Origins or Legends. Electoon sounds really familiar to me.
Yeah. So maybe Electoons was in one of those. I know in Rayman 2, they made the switch to Lums. And I know Lums is definitely a part of Legends and Origins, but maybe there's Electoons mixed into there.
Yeah.
Again, a very large proton would shed a lot of electrons. That's what would make it.
Well, like Electoons, right? Different physics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not part of Rayman's DNA altogether, though.
Yeah. Yeah, irrevocable cancer. That's what happened to his arms and legs.
Oh my god. I finally got Crave TV to get HBO to watch that that cancer show.
Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's pretty good.
It's really good, yeah.
Very good.
So Rayman, he gets woken up from his nap. And Batilla the fairy tells him to go get Mr. Dark, and Batilla the fairy battles Mr. Dark but becomes unsuccessful, so she asks Rayman to help. Like, I'm a fairy and I can't even beat him. So can you?
No. You have to rescue the bodacious nymphs of the glade in Rayman Origins. Those are the optional ladies that you rescue. There's various nymphs that give you powers. They'll speak in pig Latin, and they're called the bodacious nymphs of the glade. And they do all have like they'll have like illa suffix names. They'll have like punny names.
I totally missed that. I totally forgot that. I remember beating all the levels, but somehow that eludes me.
Forgot about the bodacious nymphs, eh? Bodacious nymphs, eh?
Yeah.
I stay away from the nymphs. I'm an Ansel. So Rayman sets out to receive. This is how the game opens up. So Rayman's like, Batilla's like, come help me. And Rayman looks up from his nap, and he has a real voice in this old game, which is rare. Like, Mario doesn't talk, you know?
Yeah.
He says, no problem, in this, like, 8-bit voice. And he sets out to retrieve the Electoons and Protoon.
Okay.
Batilla the Fairy is the guardian of the Great Protoon, who's really bad at her job, apparently. She frequently interacts with Rayman as needed to give him more powers. So you don't have the same amount of abilities from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, and you can go back through levels and get more collectibles once you get those powers.
By replaying the level once you have the extendo arm punch power up or whatever.
Well, then why don't we call the subgenre the Raymoidvania? That's way cool.
These are still like kind of like serialized levels, like a Mario or something. It's not quite like this big world, like a Metroid or a Hollow Knight or all these fun games.
Metroidvania, maybe.
Rayman. Satan's in your soda. The magic powers that he gets from Batilla are actually absorbed through the O in his chest. So that's what the O is for.
Okay.
Okay,
that's where he gets his magic treatment, I guess, for his debilitating illness.
Put your magic power in my O, baby.
Yep,
I'd take that for some of the bodacious nymphs, definitely.
So the magic powers in the first game are ranged fist attack, ledge grab, the ability to swing from hoops in the air, helicopter gliding with his hair, which has 3 parts in this game and then 2 parts in further games.
Okay.
A much more sensible part. Can you imagine styling 3 parts of hair?
Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. But I also can't imagine helicoptering a single part effectively in any kind of way. You'd need at least 3 rotors right?
Not have 2? I'm pretty sure.
Sega figured out with Tails' tail.
Yeah, there you go.
So, and the last power, which is amazing, the ability to run.
Oh my god,
that's the last one you get?
I'm not sure if it's the last one you get. Okay. It's the last one listed on the wiki, though, which I found very funny. So, video games happens from the first level to the last level, but I have some notable excerpts from along the way.
Uh-huh. Okay.
At one point, he encounters a kindly local named Tara Zayan, or Tara Zan.
Legally distinct Tarzan.
Yes.
Is what we're saying.
Yes, exactly. who hands over an instantly sprouting magic seed to help him escape a rising flood.
Okay.
Cool. So
one of those levels where you escape the water.
Does he find he ends up in like Irune and find their uranium enrichment facility for their protons?
He goes to Picture City, a world of paintings and utensils, including slippery ink, deadly sharp pencils. And you have to get all the way through that to land on the stage of a pirate-themed play, where a vicious actress in a Viking costume emerges from the ship's cannon and hurls knives at you.
Oh, damn.
All right.
So this game is pretty zany. It kind of reminded me of Earthworm Jim, looking them up. It's just
themed
levels.
As soon as you said hovers with the hair on his head, my first thought was Earthworm Jim.
Yeah.
Who can do it with just the worm tail?
Exactly.
Maybe that's why they got rid of the kid named Jimmy. There was just too many...
Too close.
Rayman goes to Bandland, which is a world built around clouds and musical notes, symbols, and instruments.
Okay.
Oh, that one's in Origins. They remade that one. That one is fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's chased by Mr. Sax, a giant angry saxophone.
Okay.
That's not the first thing that popped in my head.
No, yeah, definitely not me either. Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Sax, why are you so angry?
Yeah.
So to Ansel, Sax was the enemy.
Yeah. Fourth time. Joke's still funny, folks. So
after defeating a boss, the boss named Mr. Sax, Rayman progresses to the Blue Mountains, a world of avalanches and rock monsters. He meets the family of a musician friend and helps the musician build a new guitar in exchange for a potion that lets Rayman fly with his helicopter hair.
Hey, cool. I'm a guitarist and a musician. I don't know how to repair my guitar, but I sure do know how to brew a mean potion. What do you say we do a trade, huh?
It's just like Dippity-Doo or some type of gel that makes his hair stick out.
Yeah. Dapper Dans, yeah.
Rayman goes to the chateau. Oh, wait. Later, Rayman encounters the actress again. That was the one hurling knives at him.
Okay.
In
a final act, I guess you could say.
Yep. And apparently her name is Space Mama, and this time she's in an astronaut costume.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. All right.
I can accept that at face value.
I have no further questions on whatever that meant.
That's what Elon Musk calls his girlfriend, probably.
Yeah.
He calls Grimes.
Space Mama. And following her defeat, because he beats Space Mama, Rayman learns that Mr. Dark has kidnapped Butilla the fairy and imprisoned her in one of the little spheres attached to his hat.
Oh, of all the places to keep her.
Yep. I never would have checked there.
Yeah, on the bad guy.
Yeah.
So Rayman makes it to the castle, or in France, a chateau. Where Mr. Dark traps him with walls of fire and takes away his punch ability.
Oh no, now he can run and hover.
Yeah.
Okay, so I looked up Mr. Dark and in the old ones, and he is like a very cool, like little kind of cloaked wizard. Yeah. But he's in Origins and Legends. He's like the villain. He's reused again.
Mr. Dark walked across the desert and Rayman followed. That's like the first line out of the Gunslinger.
Yeah,
he's a cool looking guy. He's kind of like always shown from the side where you can kind of just see his face and this cloak covering his body.
Yeah.
Very mysterious. He's kind of hot, not going to lie.
I can see the spy versus spy thing that you mentioned as well. He's like all cloak.
Very triangular face too. Yeah, so in the last moment, when you're about to die, when you're running through these walls of fire, all the electoons that you've collected up until this point, gather up and give you back your fist and ability to punch again.
Okay. If you don't collect enough, is it Rayman's canonical death, where he failed to rescue the electoons?
I think they make it so you at least get the minimum amount.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. You mean the SNES game doesn't have the adorable Rayman burned to death by a wall of fire if you don't do enough collectibles?
It's PlayStation 1. PlayStation 1 was like the edgy console of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think about Final Fantasy 7, huh? Edgy.
Frick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you do collect Electoons. There are these happy little pink things in Origins with like a little tuft of yellow hair.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at this point, Mr. Dark, probably using the power of the great Protoon and Batilla that's captured, transforms himself into hybrids of the previous bosses to defeat Rayman. So you have to fight all the bosses up until this point. Angry Pirate, Mr. Sex, all that stuff.
I know what will stop you. Things you've already beaten. Transforms into them.
Yep. And of course, like Ethan's logic, you do defeat the hybrids and you rescue Batilla, recover the Great Protoon, and restore balance to the world. And like any good story, Rayman and all of his friends and former enemies take a vacation together.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, good.
This was the setup for Rayman Party on the N64.
There's Rayman Racing, there's Rayman Golf, there's Rayman and the Rabbids, there's... I don't know if we got Rayman Party. There is a mini game.
Golf, would he be? It'd be terrible to give him instructions on his swing. Where it's like, bend your knee.
Do something different with your arms.
Lower your hips a bit and angle them backwards if you had an ass.
Yeah. Does Rayman have an ass?
Oh, he's got a dump truck. He's just got no legs attached to the bottom of it.
Pulling a wagon. Okay.
So he's just all butt cheek. Like all the way around?
One large singular butt cheek.
Yeah. Like one of those inflatable clowns that can't knock over.
You guys might be
surprised to know that if I search Rayman's ass, it doesn't turn up a lot.
Rayman Rule 34.
Rayman R34.
It's gonna be the knob of a dick floating at the end.
It's a lot of the other people, Batilla, really.
So if you just look up Batilla, there's a lot of like really thick drawings of her. Like,
there's thick drawings on the wiki. I pulled it up.
Yeah,
they're called the Bodacious Nymphs for a reason in Origins. They're all thick as fuck. Like every single one of them is all thighs all day.
She looks good.
I guess Ansel would be kind of frustrated in his sexuality and had to take that. So that's Batilla. That's Rayman 1. There's all stuff that happens in between, but really it was a 1995 game, so there wasn't a whole lot of lore to it.
Yeah. None of them, really. As we've learned, every time you people ask us to do some very basic SNES game and we're like, yeah, did you get the 13-page game manual? Because that's literally all the lore in existence. Except for this one paragraph retconned in a Nintendo Power that changed all of that to be meaningless. Like,
Rayman 2 was first released in 1999, so there was a four-year gap in between, and they made the transition from 2D to 3D.
I'm glad they took their time and didn't, you know, just like rush it out to have some Bubsy 3D monstrosity.
Yeah. So they actually got it running with all these beautiful textures and the game looked like super stellar. But they found out that it just wouldn't run on the current hardware at the time. So the Dreamcast version, if you wanted to go back and play it, if you played it on the PC or the Dreamcast version, you'll get the tasty version. But if you play it on the PlayStation or the N64, you're going to get like all the textures kind of just got scrapped that they worked so hard on.
Aww. Okay, yeah. I played it on computer. I remember that. So it's definitely Rayman 2 that I played a long time ago.
Yeah, I think there was a Rayman 3. There was, but this one, you'll know as we go on. So each version's like a little bit different based on the consoles, like I said. This game is set in the Glade of Dreams. And it starts off shortly after Rayman is captured by Robo Pirates.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Were they acting in a stage play?
Now, they're really into taking slaves. So they were here to, instead of stealing your booty, they just wanted to steal your people and turn it into slaves.
Being an actor sometimes feels like slavery, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that was a thing with pirates, though. I think they would Shanghai people. They'd just get them, like, blackout drunk at a bar and then drag them out of the bar, throw them onto the ship, sail out to sea. And it's like, well, you're in the middle of the ocean now. You might as well just be a pirate with us. People just lost their lives.
When you're on the sea, there's the implication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The implication of piracy.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't download a pirate ship.
You wouldn't download batten down those hatches.
Is Rayman now being shanghaied into a life of piracy? Is he going to be hired by the King of England at some point to kill his fellow cohort, like his previous like colleagues or whatever?
He's going to be effective at it.
Yeah.
He does break out from the pirates. Like, he starts off as a captive, but he breaks away. But the pirates actually, their activity caused the new MacGuffin. It's not the, what did I say, the Protoon before? Now it's the primordial core on the island.
Okay.
And the activity causes this core to explode and turn, and all of the lums are released across the island instead of the electoons.
The nuclear meltdown, sounds like.
Yeah. This explosion and the radiation, I guess, since you guys said it, caused Rayman to lose his powers and start from scratch again.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's convenient. Like the Soviet Union starting over at democracy again after Chernobyl.
Hey, look at that mushroom-shaped cloud, Rayman. I forgot how to run.
Just sweating bullets, just like...
Oh, my God. In the first game, it's just hair attached to eyes attached to nose. So I didn't look up what he looks like in Rayman 2, but I can kind of picture it. So the pirate activity causes it to explode, makes all the collectibles go across the island, makes Rayman lose his powers. So we're getting a good setup for some video gaming.
Yeah. Man-made disaster. Strip the player of his previous powers, and then you're ready to go. That's the setup for every single video game, yeah. I would say.
Pretty much.
Yep. So now you have to collect the lums, and collecting the lums helps you get through gated points in the game, which helps you unlock powers, open new doors for a mostly linear storyline. But Rayman makes new friends along the way, such as Murphy, who looks like a flying frog. He's pretty cool.
Okay.
Oh, he's in Legends. I've seen him.
Yep. There's Glowbox, who kind of look like bipedal frogs. There's a lot of frogs. I guess it's made in France.
That's cold.
Oh, the dawning realization there. Yeah. I guess it's made in France.
Yeah.
A lot of frogs. A lot of frogs, baguettes, and cowards. I don't know.
I mained Red Glowbox when I was playing co-op with my buddies.
I played Glowbox a lot too. Yeah. He looks like a frog man, and he has a wife, and his wife is named Uglet.
Oh,
okay.
So another Ansel move to call the woman Uglet.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they have children. There's Clark the Giant, where if you look up a photo of him, he looks like half of his weight is in his chin. Like, he's just
got a strong Habsburg chin, does he?
He's the
dumb guy, but very strong.
I accidentally typed Clark the Chin when trying to Google him. Oh yeah, that's a lot more chin than I was expecting. I'm not gonna lie. Looks like he's got a goiter. Like,
holy shit!
Yeah,
it's so much chin. It's chin from tits to tail, as someone would say.
Clark the Giant Chin, I guess it could be what it's short for.
Yeah. He meets a couple other friends too. I think there's a floating book who talks to him, which you guys could picture all of us as a floating lore book talking to you guys while you're on the metro.
Don't do that. The floating lore book is our intellectual property. You're not allowed to imagine. Sons of guns. Unless you're a Lore Boys Prime, then you're fine.
Yeah. But it's safe for the right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rayman meets up with a fairy named Ly or Lee. It's spelled L-Y, and I couldn't figure out. I think it's Lee.
I'll say Olya. Yeah.
Yeah. Leah? I'm on his side. I'm on Ethan's side. Of course, I'm pointing in an audio medium.
Yeah, yeah. pointing in an audio medium through a webcam.
Yeah, I don't know where anybody is.
It's a meaningless gesture. Like so much you do, Pete.
I keep sending you food. I just want an answer.
Yeah. We are arms as legs to the podcast as they are to Rayman, I guess.
Yeah.
We don't exist, but we still do something because the hands are moving.
Exactly. Yeah. We hold up that rump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The badonkadonk.
Yeah. So he meets a fairy named Lai or Lee or Leah, who explains that if Rayman were to collect all the four masks of Polycus, which would summon Polycus, known as the Bubble Dreamer, he's like a divine being. He kind of looks, he has really long red hair. He often has a hookah. Okay. He's kind of like a Buddha figure. He's just like some deity that's one with it all.
Sure.
If we could collect all the four masks, it would summon him, and this would help us to put the world back together.
I know how you can get the fusion core. Just summon God. He'll solve our problems.
And how do you summon God? You just need four masks.
Four masks.
Four masks of Christ, like, yeah. Like the Bible said.
Anybody could do it, but we want you to do it because he gets kind of mad because people do it a lot and summon him. But we're trying not to make God mad so much anymore, so could you do it for us?
Yep.
He won't grant our wishes anymore.
Yeah. All the pirates just cut off the arms and legs of the people who try and do this, but somehow you're immune.
Can't get Rayman, though.
He's probably a fun uncle who does little magic tricks, like moving stuff through his arms and legs. So video games, you go and collect four masks across four worlds, and you put them back together. You fight pirates along the way, and you either see a beautiful world or a drably colored world, depending on what console you're playing on.
Oh.
Yeah. So once
it makes
you collect
sense, it would make sense that you would go see the Dreamer God on the Dreamcast, though. You gotta admit.
Yeah. That's true.
He's the guy you're trying to rescue in Rayman Origins. You need to collect all the Electoons and the fairies to, like, restore his mind, because he goes crazy at some point, and he's, like, dreaming weird stuff in his, like, bubble pipe.
Too deep into the hookah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You got to bring him back from his crippling hookah addiction. Can't eat anything unless it tastes like pulverized rockets and tobacco.
Yeah. There was Satan in his hookah water.
Yeah. Energy that he uses to cool his
monster energy cooled hookah.
There is no more like iconic teenage white kid in his basement thing that I could ever think of other than a hookah filled with monster energy drink.
It was probably like a
idiot buddies had hookahs because they thought they were so hip and cool.
Yeah.
So you get all the four masks and you summon Polycus, and I don't know if I like the writing here where they say he congratulates Rayman when he's summoned. He doesn't wake up and be like, "Where am I?" He's like, "Congratulations, Rayman, for summoning me." I never congratulated someone after waking up. But.
Yeah. I congratulate my alarm clock every morning. Good job, buddy. You did it. Did it again. We're at three days without incident now, because I like to hit snooze, you know?
So Polycus then takes the mask fragments or whatever that turn into one mask, and he puts it onto a stone column. And the stone column starts rotating slowly and quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker until it becomes a portal.
Cool.
And Polycus says that he has no power in the air. He's a deity, but he can't get to the flying pirate ship, so Rayman's gonna have to go on his own.
You see, I'm a deity, but I was much fitter in my youth. I've grown fat with all the offerings made to me, and I can no longer climb up the sky.
So he goes through all this stuff to wake up a god just for him to tell him to do it himself.
Yeah.
At that point, you should just usurp God if you're clearly more capable than he is, right?
Yeah. I mean, take over a flying pirate ship, start raining hell down on him. Like, what's he going to do? You know he can't get you.
So Admiral Razorbeard needs to be defeated, and if you cut the head off the dragon, then you win, kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, I'm amazed somebody named Razorbeard hasn't cut their own head off.
If you kill the captain of a ship, it sinks immediately. His leadership is the thing that keeps it afloat, because otherwise, how is it staying on the water?
That's maritime law. If your captain dies, you have to jump off the boat.
Yeah, and then scuttle it as well.
Yeah.
Razor beard sounds like something that like something used to shave yourself could have been called, right?
Yeah.
Like a lawnmower. Oh, there's the razor beard.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's a beard. It is a beard razor, right? Like that's exactly. Verbatim.
So Rayman steps through the portal and his health has increased higher than it ever has been before. So I guess that's the deity part. He gets real buff.
Yeah. Okay. He has ascended to at least demigod. He's like Hercules now.
Yeah. Instead of taking two punches, he can take four. So that's cool.
God, can you give me arms and legs? No, I don't have that power.
All right. Back to sleep now.
Yeah. Take this monster energy and be on your way.
Talk about a god who needs to get home by 5, huh?
Yeah.
He's not putting the work in, man. So you go up to the flying pirate ship to beat the leader of the pirates. And the fight starts. Admiral Razorbeard, not admirable, he's not very admirable.
The admirable Admiral Razorbeard.
He starts the fight, not as a pirate, but he hops into a robot suit called the Groll Goth.
The growth.
And the fight starts on a crow's nest of the ship, but it's not as small as a crow's nest that you would normally imagine where you could stand like two people across, but it's a huge arena kind of thing. So it's a very big pirate ship with a very big crow's nest. A fun thing that I just remember for the first time in forever, Microsoft Sam on Windows 98, mm-hmm. whenever you would make him say things, mm-hmm. if you write crotch, he would say crow's nest.
Wow, that is a very obscure Microsoft Windows 98 Easter egg fact for your listeners at home. Let me just boot up Windows 98 and test this one out.
Yeah. I remember me and my stepbrother used to try and make Microsoft Sam say naughty things, and we tried to make him say crotch. And he says crow's nest. And we're like, oh, wow.
He could do all of Rap God, but.
Yeah. Yes. So up on Razorbeard's crotch, you are having a fight. And you're fighting a giant robot. And this is the way the fight goes. It has two phases. The first phase, Rayman has to dodge the various attacks from the Groll Goth. But whenever there's a helicopter bomb, you have to knock it back, like Ocarina of Time, where you had to knock back certain attacks.
Yeah, Ganon's magic missiles or whatever, and you use your mirror shield to deflect them back.
Yep. And this continues until the Groll Goth has been hit how many times?
Three.
Four, probably?
Three.
Okay.
Three, yep. And then after which, Razorbeard attempts to crush Rayman by jumping onto him. But this fails and collapses the crotch, or crow's nest. And this causes both Groll Goth and Rayman to fall into a lava-filled chamber. I guess there's lava in the flying ship.
You got to have lava on a boat, just in case.
Oh yeah.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. You know what if?
Actually, if you sprung a leak, it would just seal the leak. Like
according to Minecraft, yeah.
You got to be prepared for anything at sea, and there's no way to get lava otherwise. So you need, you know, all your salted meats, your citrus fruits, cans,
yeah.
lava. grog, yeah. Obviously.
You have to have, just make sure it's not bootleg lava. Otherwise, you know, the Navy will be around. Check your stores. They'll be able to tell. In which case, you have to dump it off the boat, make an island, and then, you know, just live on the island.
Yeah, Bougie Razorbeard. Bougie Razorbeard needed his slaves and his heated floors on his ship. So you fall into this lava. And
that's a good episode title if that's what you're writing down.
This continues, so he hits three times, he falls into the lava chamber, and Rayman is actually saved from falling directly into the lava by a silver lum, which lie or lead generated from afar.
Okay.
And the lum kind of carries you to a safe platform where there's a flying shell that you can jump on. And Rayman sees the Groll Goth has survived the fall also, and the second phase begins. So you're flying in this one. So you're 3D flying around this chamber, or in the PlayStation version, it's actually a tunnel rather than a chamber.
Okay.
Whatever.
The PlayStation couldn't render full rooms, so.
And Rayman, you have to shoot things and basically dodge things using ammunition that is scattered throughout the chamber.
Okay.
In the PlayStation version, there's helicopter bombs and homing missiles that you have to deflect back. And eventually, the Grolgoth is rendered inoperative. And Razorbeard flees the ship, but setting off a self-destruct function before, which causes the prison ship to detonate and be destroyed with Rayman still inside Saj.
Oh no, Rayman, dead?
And that's what the game would have you believe, because the next scene is Leah Ferry.
So,
yeah.
The game won.
Leah Ferry, Clark, Murphy, the Grand Minimus, Globox. I didn't talk about the Grand Minimus. I'm not even sure who that is, but they were there at the end.
The King of the Teensies. They're another little race of little fairy people. They're the little blue ones with the big noses.
Right. I remember the Teensies. Those are like the stars in the game. You had to collect free all the Teensies in Legends and Origins.
Yeah, exactly.
Uglets, the baby Globoxes, they all gather in Policus's domain for a memorial service. They could only recover Rayman's left shoe or left foot.
Oh, so they actually have like some salvaged remains in his casket?
Yeah, it's just one foot. And then the casket just flies open and the shoe goes off left screen and a limping one-footed Rayman emerges from the woods nearby.
What is it, like a fucking Iron Giant where he can like summon his parts to it?
Yep. And to the joy, this is a huge happy moment because at the end of Rayman 2, we didn't know if there was going to be a Rayman 3, right? And his shoe rejoins his body. He looks up all his friends, last of all Lee, while hugging the baby glow boxes. And then fireworks are launched.
I mean hugging. Putting his hands on their back.
You've heard of hover hands. He's hover arming. Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking of like how shitty of a boyfriend he would be. Because he'd just be like, you'd have the like watching Netflix hand on the titty, but like, no arm around.
It solves the it solves the laying on your side arm under the person problem.
Hugely, yeah. Or spooning. What do you do with the underarm, right? You have that hand out in front. Wow.
You let it go numb and then you suffer with pins and needles halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
So Rayman really was willing to give an arm and a leg to save the world, huh?
And for some reason, fireworks start going off because I guess they had fireworks for the funeral.
Well, yeah.
The after party of a funeral is the best part. Everybody gets fucked up in your honor.
In your honor.
Yeah.
We already established that he's Irish, so an Irish wake.
And Oda Eamon. Yeah. And a message is displayed and congratulating on your feats for beating the game. And after reading a bit of the story and watching some of the gameplay, I really want to revisit this. I wonder if it's on Steam. I'm gonna look it up, but that's Rayman as I remember it.
It is on Switch, I think I saw when I punched it in earlier. And you have one of those.
It's probably the
original. Oh, you mean the original. You wanna visit the original.
Rayman 2.
And why is it called The Great Escape? Is it because he's gotta free the kidnapped Lums?
He starts off as a captive in the pirate domain.
The robot pirate hold. So
yeah.
Then he digs a tunnel under the camp and all that. Yeah, I've seen it. I know.
Yeah.
So I see Rayman Legends, I see Rayman Origins, Rayman Bundle. I don't think you can get the second one through Steam, but you probably have to get some old CD key, or there's probably some way to play the old one. I'd like to.
On GOG, or like in honor of Razorbeard, just, acquire it legitimately.
I mean, I would say to all the listeners at home who want to do this too, the Lore Boys fully endorse getting it legitimately.
Absolutely. Along with your heated floors. I don't care how it works. Just do it.
Great.
Yeah, that was Rayman, guys. This is fun. I've been off for a couple weeks with our mailbag and me missing one, but this is a lot of fun to come back to. A game that, honestly, I loved in my childhood. And Origins and Legends like still hold up today, guys. So if you like the idea of playing these games, those ones are... I think if you get Legends, Origins comes with it. In the game, like you can unlock it, so just get Legends.
Well, yeah. Jamie, I much like Rayman, really got to hand it to you. You didn't put your foot in your mouth on this one.
They're thoroughly modern platformers, Legends and Origins. They're absolutely incredible.
There's so There's weekly events with like time trials and stuff that you like compete against people all over the world and stuff. I think the best I got was in like the top 10% at one point, but the last 10% of people using these tricks to go faster are just insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on the subject of Rain Man,
yeah,
somebody's got way more time and skill.
Yeah.
But it's super fair. Like, you feel yourself getting better all the time. And it's like a platformer. Like I said, you can go slow at the beginning, and by the end, you can just rush through the whole game. There's music levels, like with Black Betty, where like you're like running, and every time you jump on a platform, it like
bam,
hits
a-lam.
With music. Yeah,
yeah.
Ready, and you hit the lums, and they go ding, da, ding, like along with the song. And
yeah, it's all like cartoon a cappella covers of like famous songs. There's a Queen level too, as far as I know in Legends. Yeah,
wow.
They're my like favorite levels, and you don't have to be that good to get through them, or you could just like go hardcore mode and get all the collectibles all the way through it. And, yeah. Oh, they're so fun! I can't recommend the game enough.
Very cool. Thanks for that, James. I've been your co-host, Ethan Palmer. You guys can get in touch with us at Discord. Head to loreboys.com/about for all our contact info, including our email, contact@loreboys.com. But we'd love to see more faces in the Discord. We've been getting a ton recently, it feels like. But there's never enough for me. I'm like the opposite of Rayman with arms, whereas he is satisfied with none. I can never get enough. Pete, you got anything you want to say and or shout out?
At Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. Check us out and check out my publisher, Squared Idea, for all of your indie comic book needs.
Mm-hmm. And James, anything else?
No, just come hit us up on the Discord. That's the place to go. Twitch.tv/TheLoreBoys. I've been streaming a little less regularly this week, but I have been streaming a couple times a week before this. So twitch.tv/TheLoreBoys. You can catch either myself or one of the other Lore Boys, or sometimes all three of us there. And yeah.
If you guys want to support the show financially, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/TheLoreBoys. It means the world to us that people are willing to put their money where their mouth is. And you guys are the bestest. And we love you for it. Smooch. Anybody who doesn't trust Patreon but still wants to show their support, we do, of course, have Loreboys Prime. Always have. Maybe always will. Maybe not. Who knows? This week, we're offering something special, as we do pretty much every week, except for last week when we, I guess, didn't do a Loreboys Prime because we were quote-unquote off. But this week, we are offering you guys, well, the first 12 of you to sign up for Loreboys Prime, of course, something very, very special. We're obviously very inspired by the lore that we researched. James, you know, researches Rayman. He's like, I want to go download Rayman 2. I want to find a copy of it. I want to play it. We all said the same thing. Yeah, legitimately, of course. I legitimately was on the Rule 34 Rayman recently, as some of you may or may not know. And I've decided that I want to be like Rayman. I want to get with Batilla. So I'm cutting off my arms and my legs. And I assume that Peter and Jamie will do so with me in solidarity at the very least. And we're going to be giving away our arms and legs to the first 12 signers upper to Loreboys Prime this week. All you got to do.
I'm going to let Ethan go first, and then I'll see if I want to do it or not. But
that's fine. I'm sure you'll be convinced when you see how far I can punch, for example. So
and across the room. The first
20 people to send us $37, or the first 12 people, excuse me, to send us $37, will receive one limb each. We will also accept fan art of the game, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. thanks so much for listening, everybody. I think that constitutes a Loreboys.
Loreboys.
Out.
Out. Wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo.
My name's Ethan. If I were to get arrested for anything, it'd probably be for being too cute.
My name's James, and of course it'd be public masturbation.
My name's Peter, and hopefully it'd be some sort of rustling. Sheep, cattle, whatever.
Money rustling from people's wallets on the street with a gun and a knife.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I call it, money wrestling. I call it liquor rustling when I'm, you know, boiling it out in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Like that meth dude. He's just meth wrestle out in the backyard and had a heart attack or broke his spine.
Broke his spine, yeah.
Stole a tank, dude, to show the fucking town hall.
Yeah.
I declare this land.
Yeah. He wanted the mineral rights to his backyard, okay?
One of those like free citizens, just like I can speed here because I don't identify as a citizen of this country, is like some fucking hippie wackos down in the States.
It's mostly meth driven, but close enough.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.